Welcome to the Blue Ocean Advent Devotional Podcast. This is day one. I'm Emily and I'll be your guide. Each day we'll start with a moment of gratitude. I'll give you about 15 seconds of silence to think about something that you're thankful for, why you appreciate it, and then to thank God for whatever it is. So let's start that practice now. Now we'll move on to a petitionary prayer, where we ask God for something based on the Advent theme for the week. The theme of the first week of Advent is hope, and so today we'll ask God to give us hope for something specific in our daily work. So let's start by thinking about what we hope for in our work lives. And work life, of course, includes you moms or dads who stay at home with kids, those of you who might be retired or on disability, who are students, or who define your vocations differently at this stage in life. Let's just ask for hope for something in our daily tasks or outlook. And you can start by praying, God, give me hope for blank in the work that I do. I'll give you a few moments of silence. Our scripture readings today come from Genesis 1, 1-2, and John chapter 1, verses 1-14. Start with Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And then the Gospel of John starts with this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all humankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's close today by meditating on the phrase that we heard above. And that phrase is this: the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Let's spend just a few moments letting our imagination expand on these words. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Our concluding prayer. Creator, almighty and everlasting, you've brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity, and in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus my Lord. Amen.
Until the sun. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Emmanuel.
Oh, come, great Lord of mine.
Emmanuel.
Who to the tribes on Sinai's high.
Emmanuel.
Oh, in ancient times once gave.